Eric Zorn, is that how you pronounce it, Eric? I'm sorry.
That's how you say it. I'm sorry. What's all this food here?
There's a lot. We just had the people on from FUTA. That's the people who operate what used to be our cafeteria.
Sergeant Bilko's is no more.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. What's... Wow.
Today it's from a place that I can't remember.
There's a few different restaurants
it's
that
jerk
contributed.
Chicken.
Yeah.
They brought a lot of things in.
You this can have
today's
have
restaurant is Garifuna Flava, mm-hmm. And it's Caribbean jerk chicken, plantains, things like that.
And cake balls, too, for dessert. Don't
Is
fill
that Caribbean?
Up. No, I don't know where it's from, but it's
box
so good.
Box of donuts here? It's
so
terrific.
Good. Yeah, it's like heaven. It's just like heaven. Man, how are you? Everything good?
Radio business. You guys do all right.
Yep,
with the
no
food.
Complaints.
I mean, I know they don't pay you, but you know, I mean, right. The food is nice, right?
Right. There's other perks.
Are you not prepared?
Just needs money.
Me? I'm looking for my pen. I'm looking for a pen.
Here's a pen.
I found one. See, I'm semi-prepared.
But. You wanted to talk a little bit about swearing, am I right?
I did. There was a really funny reference in yesterday's story about Governor Rauner. He referred to himself as a son of a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
I've used that term.
Have you? And
in third grade.
Last week I was writing a column and I referred to Rauner and Madigan as, you know, stubborn SOBs.
Mm-hmm.
This did not fly with the editors. They said, no, we can't use that term.
SOB is
S-O-B.
Not.
So
son
I said
of beach
it,
ball.
I said it's a son of a beach ball. What? Why? Are we, mm-hmm. Why can't I abbreviate son of a beach ball? I'm saving space. I'm saving ink. I'm saving this company. A little drop of ink at a time. But no, they wouldn't let SOB in the paper. But son of a beach ball got in. And
would they not allow it because to some the word is still offensive, or would they not allow it because
sure.
It was too pointed of an opinion?
It's
to
a,
call
it's
the
a
governor?
Fine line. I actually went and researched it a little bit online, and I realized that we are allowed to use that word, the full word, the word that we're avoiding.
Son of Wendy?
If we're quoting somebody, right. Right. Mm-hmm. If we're quoting somebody, mm-hmm. You can say, oh, that Mike Ditka said, you know, and the other, but we can't use the word ourselves, I guess, is the rule.
We can't originate it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's I mean, I think the idea of the family newspaper is still there, right? I mean, we're still, and obviously the radio station, too. You guys have the FCC to worry about, although they probably have other fish to fry these days.
Are we allowed to say the word or not allowed to say the word?
I think we can say that word.
Yeah.
We don't usually choose to say it, but I don't think...
It's kind of an offensive term anyway, right?
To some, it would raise an eyebrow or two.
Yeah. I mean, right. The thing is, you can avoid it. And what this got me onto, and I've been interested in this for a while, is just all the different words that people use to avoid swearing,
mm-hmm.
Right? And there's, you know, all kinds of ones. And the one that kind of got me going on this was a couple of weeks ago, somebody on Twitter wrote that they said, Sarah Huckabee Sanders... Sounds like something your grandmother would say to avoid swearing.
That's so funny.
She'd drop a pan in the kitchen. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I can't believe I dropped that. So I've been collecting some of these. I asked people on Facebook to send in some of them. And one of them that came up was someone used to say, just shout, Christopher Morley.
The British actor?
Yeah, the actor. So this is my mother used to say, Christopher Morley. And then this guy said that his son...
Do you know who that is? He's a very, very obscure British actor. Yeah. He did character roles in the 50s and 60s.
Well, and obviously, she's saying because Christopher is, you know, a form of Christ.
Right.
So that's a way of saying that swear word without saying it. And somebody else sent in Bob Saget.
Kevin, you've heard this?
As a swear word.
Well, it has a little bit of a history.
Dag Nabbit, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. I mean, it's very satisfying to say.
Yeah.
It's got those, it's very percussive.
I'd be happy if I was Bob Saget.
But it has a little bit of a strange history in that it goes back to, there's this character online, and maybe that's what Kevin knows about, and I think he's called Tourette's Guy.
Yeah, that's exactly where I know it from.
Yeah, and it's strange because it's unclear whether this man actually has Tourette's or whether he has some other ailments or whether he's just acting, but there's a series of videos, and they're kind of old, right, Kevin? They're not
Yeah, maybe like early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s, and that was the thing. One of the things that he would do, he would get into a state, and he would go, Bob Saget, Bob Saget. Hmm. But I liked it. I liked it. I started using Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the golf course.
What sort of reaction do you get from your fellow golfers when you do this?
Well, they were into it. They liked it. Yeah. You know? I mean, well, actually, the guys I golf with don't swear that much. It's sort of interesting, because most guys on
You're
the golf course
to.
Swear all the
they
time.
On the golf course?
On the golf course. Really?
They do it quietly?
They don't. No, they don't. But the guy I golf with a lot, when he hits a bad shot, he just goes, like Charlie Brown, he goes, rats.
Rats.
I like that.
That's Isn't that good?
Very pointed.
I mean, it's good.
Now, the one that Bruce Rauner used, Son of a Beach Ball, came about a couple years ago because I heard that and I heard Shut the Front Door at the exact same time. Like whoever invented one probably invented the other.
Shut the Front Door, someone said that it might have come from like the Kids in the Hall. Is that a comedy group?
The first time I heard it, Mark Ruffalo in a movie, his character said it twice. And the first time I'm like, oh, okay. That kind of came and went. But by the second time, I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, Shut the Front Door, I think, works. It's because of the first two letters of the expression, right?
And
you're supposed to... And there, people had sent in some things like... One person said that their mother used to say, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
Wow.
You ever hear that?
No.
By the way, can I just jump in? UrbanDictionary.com says that I got to be careful here. Yeah. Shut the Front Door was originally coined by Buckethead, a DJ at WJRR Radio.
Is this the work of Buckethead?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Buckethead?
Yeah, the Buckethead.
Somebody else sent in Sacramento Boulevard. I like
for
that.
What?
Why?
For you know,
what
you,
is it filling
you
in for?
You hit your thumb with a hammer. It doesn't fill in for anything. It just sounds like it. It kind of sounds a little bit dirty, doesn't it?
Because you know how anytime there's a swear word, there's a homogenized version of it.
Right, and there's a whole bunch of those. There's a whole bunch of them based on Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
Like, you know, cheeses sliced and...
Yeah.
And
what?
That's what they say
Jesus.
In Wisconsin.
Cheese
the
and...
Wisconsin version of it.
Cheese and rice people sent in.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Jeezel Peasel. Jeezo Pete.
These are Snoop Dogg swearing.
Sorry. These are.
At Martha Stewart.
At Martha Stewart.
W.C. Fields used to say Godfrey Daniel.
Yeah,
great
Godfrey
Daniel.
Great
Godfrey Daniel.
Yeah.
And so one said that the nuns in her elementary school busted them for saying, you know, cripes.
Cripes? You're not allowed to say that?
Because
cripes is, again, a derivative of Christ.
Or geez or cripes. These things are just sort of ways of saying it without saying it.
Jiminy Cricket. I've heard that.
I think
that's
Jiminy Cricket is.
Disney characters swear.
I think those are related? I think that's why they named him that? With the JC?
JC?
Oh, I wonder.
I don't know.
I think it's a coincidence.
What about and the other like initialism, fiddlesticks and...
Fiddlesticks,
and
right.
Fudge ripple and things like people...
I just say the word. I mean, really. I'm not that creative.
But Kevin, you have to be on the radio.
Kevin just brought something up. Weren't we just talking about... What was it, Kevin?
Was it Jinkus Pete, Bill?
Yeah. A friend of my wife's, her friend Marie, when she was growing up, there was somebody close to her, and anytime something bad would happen, they'd go, Jinkus Pete. I thought, that sounds like something a newspaper boy of the 1930s would say if you stole his newspaper.
Jinkus? I'm writing these down, by the way.
J-I-N-K-U-S-P-E-T-E. Jinkus Pete,
Why Pete?
I don't know. I still don't know why people say for Pete's sake.
Or for the love of Pete.
Who is Pete? Not McMurray.
I don't think it is Pete McMurray.
What about Mother Hubbard?
I've heard that a bunch of times. Yeah.
Mother Hubbard? I like that.
I liked in Fantastic Mr. Fox, they said, what the cuss?
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was like their go-to.
All right.
That's good. What's good?
Son of a Biscuit.
I've heard that a bunch.
Son of a Biscuit. Were you able to pull that? I sent Kevin a clip from Christmas Story.
Oh, from Christmas? Darren McGavin?
Yeah. Do you have that?
Let's play a little bit of that. Listen to Darren McGavin.
Oh, blast it. Toot, blurt, rattle, rat, camel, flirt. You block him, rattle, beast, jerk up, rat. Bottom,
in the heat of battle... My father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Now, when my father-in-law was alive, he didn't swear, but he did a similar version of that. Like that. And to be funny, but... It was swearing without swearing.
Right. I mean, that's the whole idea here. It's called a minced oath.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Is the term of art, linguistic art, with that. And I was just wondering if other people, if there anyone in the listening audience has any that they use that they can remember. Another one that comes up all the time is people will say, and this really doesn't work because it is, I mean, but people say like Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah. Right.
Howard.
Well, it seems there's several theories as to where the H comes from, because, you know, obviously, you know, but I guess if you look at in Greek and you look at the first three letters of the name Jesus in Greek, it looks like J-H-S or J-H-C.
Oh.
And so that the H is there. And other people think it's because of, like, you know, hallowed be thy name, but that hallowed or Harold is his middle name.
Harold be his name?
I don't know. But it's something that comes up. It came up in Mark Twain. I mean, this isn't really
the
old
H
thing,
part
the
of
H.
Jesus
yeah.
H. Christ.
Yeah. Someone said Jesus H. Roosevelt Christ. where does that even come from? And why does that help? I mean, haven't you taken the name of the Lord in vain when
right.
you say that already?
You're not softening it with the letter H.
You say Roosevelt in there. It doesn't help. You know, but
we need to look at his passport and see what the H stood for.
I'm going to say Reince Priebus.
Right, exactly.
Reince Priebus. That's excellent.
Yeah,
that's
I like
a good
that.
Swear.
I like that.
And then on SpongeBob, whenever they edit out a swear that usually Mr. Krabs is doing, they use the dolphin noise.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Right.
I can't do it. It's a sick dolphin
that's
today.
That's pretty good.
That's very good. All right, the calls are lining up at 312-981-7200. We're talking about swearing and the substitutes that fill in nicely for the swear words. Give us a call or a text. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune on WGN.
The cuss you are.
The cuss am I? Are you cussing with me?
No, you cussing with me?
Don't cuss and point
you're
me.
You're going to cuss with somebody. You're not going to cuss with me, you little cuss.
You're going to cuss with me.
We're talking to Eric Zorn about just that, cussing and substitutes for the real deal. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. We call them minced oaths.
Don't you do a podcast?
That is,
bing,
it
bing.
Is.
Bing, bing, bing.
We mince our words all the time.
Pat has called us at 312-981-7200. Hey, Pat, what's your substitute swear word?
Oh, my mother, such a sweet lady. Every time she got upset, it was Judas Priest.
She said Judas Priest. Now, was this before or after the band formed?
Oh, my goodness. This was back in the 1950s.
But is Judas Priest, I mean, obviously that's a substitute for Jesus Christ. But,
yeah.
But does it work? Does it work? Does it get you out of whatever
you
punishment?
You didn't swear.
You didn't swear.
Right.
No, she just very seldom when she'd really get upset, and I didn't know who Judas Priest was when I was a little kid.
Of course not. Wow. Well, thank you very much for that.
Oh, yes. I love you, Bill and Wendy.
Thanks, Pat. You're very kind. We love you back. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I honestly don't know which came first, the band Judas Priest or the swear Judas Priest.
I'll bet the swear did. She said it was the 50s, right?
She did say that.
The band took their name from a Bob Dylan song, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. That's what I'm getting according to Wikipedia, although anybody can change that information.
I thought the band name came first, and when people started using it as a swear, it was because the band already existed. That's
not if her mom did it in the 50s.
I think we have an original source here.
All right.
I think this qualifies as scholarship. Right here.
It should. Sarah is on the line. She would like to add into this. Hi, Sarah. It's us. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. We had 9 kids in our family, very Irish Catholic, and my father would not swear. And my mother, when we were probably all teenagers, she picked up the habit of saying, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
And how did that meet with the locals? Were people okay with that? Could you say chitty, chitty, bang, bang without raising an eyebrow?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, we all knew what it meant, and we just laughed. Not sure if my dad knew what it meant.
It's a very kind way of getting your point across.
I like that one.
Thanks, Sarah.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Right.
That's good.
You can get away
Thanks.
With that.
And
Thanks,
Judas
Sarah.
Priest, they're saying now, phrases.org, that it was something to go against Judas Iscariot.
Right.
Oh. So that's where, so it definitely happened before the band.
Go against, what do you mean?
Well, it says Judas Priest is a swear. It's used on the theory that it's better, blah, 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 blah. Rather than saying Jesus, see, taking the Lord's name in vain, they said Rome's, Judas Iscariot, Jesus' betrayer, the only Judean disciple among the 12, and according to the Gospel of St. John, their treasure, Judas went to the chief of priests and ordered to betray Jesus, for which he was paid the sum of 30 pieces of silver.
Right.
So that's they the history just kind of Judas, but why the priest part?
Because he went to the priests, and something
well,
to
know
be,
your Bible.
Traditional
to
Catholics
that.
Would still consider to Judas priest damned, excommunicated to be avoided. Yeah. Even that Catholics don't like that.
Piffle.
Yeah, piffle is piffle. Right. I'm going to start saying King Herod, just to see what kind of reaction that gets.
One person said, my husband, Jack Whitmer, who was choral director of the York High School for 19 years and sang in the Chicago Symphony Chorus, used to say there's only one swear word in the English language, and that is developer.
I don't get it.
Real estate developer, someone who comes in and builds buildings around. Yeah. I don't know. Developer. Contractor. I don't
Sister Beth is on the line. Oh. Hi, Sister Beth.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Any truth to that Judas Iscariot and Judas Priest comment?
It might be true, but yeah, because 30 pieces of silver is what Judas was paid to turn Jesus over to the...
Right.
Anyway, I'm calling because, you know, when you're driving a van full of young people, mm-hmm. eighth graders especially, you come to intersections in Chicago and some people run the red light. So I have to find a way to express my discontent without causing a scene. And so my kids all say to me, dumb bunny. And so I'll say it again. And they say it together, dumb bunny. So it works all the time.
That seems more equitable.
Although there was a singing nun, I would kind of like to hear a swearing nun.
I don't know if dumb bunny would do it for me if I were...
Not satisfying were, enough?
It doesn't sound satisfying.
But if there's kids in the car...
Yes,
then
agreed.
Maybe.
Thank you, Sister Beth. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
That is one wholesome sister right there.
Did you notice dumb me sit bunny. Up straighter
yes.
when I realized there was a sister on the phone?
Yes, I did.
I don't know why, I just did.
Chitty bang bang.
Yeah, exactly.
That's chitty bang bang. You're
said,
scaring
no,
me.
Not,
all right,
I'm
with
not,
the first one.
You were close.
Gag nabbit.
You're very close.
There's one we discussed, and then this one's just crazy, but I've heard people use it. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. My word, now you've got to consider that you're having a conversation with somebody in a disagreement.
Yeah.
And the word that rolls right off my tongue, bologna sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. You can get away with that almost anywhere, couldn't you?
Or just bologna,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. But
no, well, you got, you know, because it takes the place of
BS. BS. It's for BS.
Yeah, so you need the S.
Bob Surratt.
Bob Surratt.
Bob like Saget. Bob
right.
Saget.
Any of those will work. Bruce Sutter. You can get, there's thousands of them. Lisa,
well,
thanks
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you could do that.
Thank you so much for the call.
I use rubbish sometimes in print. You'll
That's
notice.
It's so British.
It is very British.
I know, and because I'm so continental.
Oh, rubbish.
That
you have to say it with
like
an accent,
somebody,
too.
Yeah, in a British pub would say if they were displeased.
But it has the same, has some of the same characteristics as the word that I'm actually would like
yeah.
to use if I were writing for a
yeah.
adult publication.
Of course.
So,
of course. So. And our paper is not an adult publication?
No, no, it's
All
a
right.
family newspaper.
It's for everybody.
For everybody. And I'm in that paper Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and I'm on the WGN Plus podcast on Thursdays.
You're
so,
everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just everywhere. So.
It's Eric Zorn, everybody. He's everywhere. Read him, listen to him, enjoy him. We'll take. Thank you, Eric. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve has coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.